Recipes. This month's recipes are from members of the NFB of Georgia. Tea Cakes by Garrick Scott. There's a photo on the page, the caption, Garrick Scott. Garrick Scott is president of the NFB of Georgia. He works with blind youth and teaches public speaking to blind students. He is a graduate of the Colorado Center for the Blind. He reports that his grandmother taught him to make these tea cakes. She served them any time of day, not just for tea. They are a cross between biscuits and cookies and are absolutely delicious. Ingredients: 1 cup margarine, 1 and 1/3 cups sugar, 2 eggs, 2 teaspoons vanilla extract, 4 cups self-rising flour. Method: In a large mixer bowl, beat together margarine and sugar until light and fluffy. Add eggs one at a time and vanilla extract, beating well after each addition. Beat in flour, but do not overbeat. Preheat oven to 350. Using a 1/4 cup measuring spoon as a scoop, arrange dough on a greased cookie sheet, leaving a couple of inches between tea cakes. Bake for 10 to 12 minutes. Cakes are done when they are browned and feel set all the way through. No sticky dough halfway down the side. Remove to a rack to cool or to a serving plate to enjoy warm. Tomato Pie by Lena Bowen. Lena Bowen was introduced to the NFB 8 years ago and is a member of the Decatur Area Chapter. She is president of the Georgia Affiliates Senior Division. Ingredients: 2 14.5-ounce cans chopped tomatoes, drained. 1 small bell pepper, seeded and chopped. 1 small onion, chopped or to taste. 1 tablespoon flour. 1/2 teaspoon sugar. 1/2 stick butter or margarine, very soft. 1 standard or deep dish pie crust, unbaked. 1/2 cup cheese, shredded. Method: Preheat oven to 350 degrees. In a sauté pan or skillet, sauté the chopped bell pepper and onion in the 1/2 stick of butter. In a large bowl, combine drained chopped tomatoes, sautéed bell pepper and onion, flour and sugar to taste to take away the tartness of the tomatoes. Be sure that the flour is well mixed in and does not form lumps. Mix well. You may also add a pinch of salt. To make a pie, pour the tomato mixture in an unbaked pie shell. To prepare as a soufflé, pour the tomato mixture into a lightly greased Pyrex or other baking dish. Bake either version about 20 to 25 minutes. A few minutes before set, sprinkle with shredded cheese and continue baking until cheese is melted and filling is no longer runny. This dish is great with garlic bread. Pistachio Delight Pie by Joanne Collins. There's a photo at this point, the caption, Joanne Collins. A native of Fort Wayne, Indiana, Joanne Collins moved to Atlanta and joined the NFB Atlanta Metropolitan Chapter in 1999. She has just completed 4 terms as chapter president. She has also held a number of other board positions and presently serves as affiliate first vice president and youth coordinator for Georgia. She is expecting her first grandchild. Ingredients: 2 cups pecans, finely chopped, 2/3 cup butter, 3 tablespoons sugar, 2 small boxes pistachio pudding mix, 4 cups milk. Topping ingredients: 1 8-ounce package cream cheese, softened, or a tub of cream cheese, already soft, 1 8-ounce package Cool Whip, chocolate chips or additional chopped pecans for garnish. Method: Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Place butter in 8-inch square glass baking dish and melt in heating oven or in microwave. Meanwhile, combine sugar and pecans and press into baking dish to form a crust. Bake for 5 to 7 minutes, then cool completely. Prepare pudding according to package directions and pour into crust-lined dish. Allow to set in refrigerator. Beat softened cream cheese and fold in the Cool Whip. When pudding is set, carefully spread topping over pie and allow it to chill. Garnish with chocolate chips or chopped pecans. Refrigerate leftovers if there are any. Sugar Cookies by Magnolia Lyons. Magnolia Lyons is a longtime member of the NFB of Georgia Atlanta Metropolitan Chapter. While she was living in Alexandria, Virginia, the NFB helped her win a lawsuit. She has adapted this recipe to please her sweet tooth. Ingredients: 1 cup sugar, 1 stick margarine, 1 teaspoon vanilla extract, 1 egg, 2 cups self-rising flour, 1/2 teaspoon baking soda. Method: Preheat oven to 375 degrees. Combine first 4 ingredients and beat till light and fluffy. Beat in the flour and baking soda. If dough is too dry, add a tablespoon of cold water. If it is too sticky, refrigerate the dough for 30 minutes. With floured hands, roll dough into walnut-sized balls and arrange 1 inch apart on a greased cookie sheet. Bake for 12 to 15 minutes. Allow to cool on sheet for 5 minutes before moving to rack to cool completely. Makes about 15. Marinated Shrimp by Norma Johnson. Norma Johnson relocated from Florida to Atlanta 2 years ago to be near family when she lost her sight. She is an active member of the Atlanta Metropolitan Chapter. She is now retired from the hospitality field, but she still loves to prepare good food. Ingredients: 6 1/2 cups water, 2 tablespoons salt, 2 1/2 pounds large shrimp peeled and deveined, 1 large purple onion thinly sliced, 1 large lemon thinly sliced, 2 cloves garlic thinly sliced, 1/2 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1/4 cup hot sauce, 1/2 cup sugar, 1/2 cup white wine vinegar, 1/2 cup capers undrained, 1/4 cup black olives sliced and drained. Method: bring salted water to a boil and cook shrimp for 2 minutes. Drain and rinse in cold water. Arrange shrimp in a 13-by-9-inch pan. Place onion, lemon, and garlic slices evenly over shrimp. In a bowl, combine sugar, hot sauce, olive oil, and vinegar and mix well. Pour mixture over shrimp. Scatter capers and olive slices over all. Mix well and cover. Refrigerate for 4 to 8 hours, stirring several times. Serve alone or with crisp French bread slices. Shrimp con queso dip by Norma Johnson. Ingredients: 1 32-ounce package Velveeta cheese, 1/2 can Rotel tomatoes drained, 1 16-ounce jar salsa, 2 pounds large shrimp peeled, deveined, thawed, and drained, 1 large bag tortilla chips. Method: cube the cheese and combine it and remaining ingredients, except for shrimp and chips, in a large slow cooker. Heat, stirring frequently until all ingredients are melted and well combined. Add shrimp and stir gently but well. Serve with corn or tortilla chips. Makes about 11 cups.